You're with SBS Radio Viva, smarter living, learning and leisure for the over 50s.
You may think you have your retirement finances under control, but did you know that changes in the new financial year could have significant impacts on your financial status? Here's a quick overview of the key changes that came into effect for this financial year. A universal change, regardless of age, is the new concessional or before-tax superannuation contributions cap of $25,000. As for the non-concessional or after-tax contributions, the limit is $100,000 with a three-year bring-forward cap of $300,000. Accountant and financial planner Simon Wu explains.
Previously, the maximum you can put in is $180,000 a year, now down to $100,000. In other words, the three-year accumulated contribution before the end of June is $540,000. That means three times of the $180,000 now has been reduced down to $300,000.
Basil Labrouille from the Financial Information Desk at National Seniors Australia says there are opportunities for everyone to claim a tax deduction up to the concessional contribution cap where previously not possible.
If your employer's putting in their contributions, last financial year you would not have been able to claim a tax deduction for further contributions you put in. The only way would have been to use salary sacrifice. Now you can come to the end of the year and you might say, I've got a bit of extra money which I'd like to put away, and instead of paying full tax on it, if I claim a tax deduction, I'll put it into my superannuation and it'll be taxed at a maximum rate of 15% in the hands of the super fund instead of your marginal tax rate.
Simon Wu says the three-year bring-forward cap of $300,000 could be beneficial for people over 65 who are looking to downsize their home.
If they want to downsizing their own home, they have the ability to contribute $300,000 each into the super and then benefit from this lower tax environment. But of course, there are many conditions attached, like you have to stay in the house for more than 10 years. It has to be your own home.
Before this financial year, there was no limitation of how much super funds money you can put into the tax-free pension phase. That limit is now $1.6 million. This major change affects pensioners, those on annuity income stream close to or above the cap, or have started a retirement phase income stream this July. Those with more than $1.6 million have until the end of the year to bring their retirement phase balances under $1.6 million. Basil Labrouille explains.
Basically, if you've got more than one income stream, the maximum you can have is $1.6 million. So it's something that a lot of people have to be mindful of. And some people have to actually reduce the amount of money that they have in the income streams to fit within that cap.
Some food for thought. Simon Wu says retirees who have purchased properties using their self-managed super funds may find a rude awakening if a proposed change to the way an individual's super balance is calculated, where a limited recourse borrowing arrangements is in place, gets legislated.
If you own, say, $3 million property in your self-managed super fund and you borrow $2 million, you basically only have $1 million asset. And therefore, the net asset is if you have $3 million in your self-managed super fund, which is the asset, $1 million is your own money. You has not exceeded the 1.6 balance cap yet. But the government thinks the total super balance cap is based on the gross asset, which is $3 million, and $1 million net asset. Suddenly, your asset position has been blow up to $3 million, which is $2 million not belongs to you, which is quite unfavorable.
More couples are now entitled to spouse tax offset, with the spouse income threshold increased to $37,000 or less, and if you contribute to the eligible super fund of your spouse. This applies to both married and de facto couples. This reform also allows a spouse to make more contribution to the other spouse's superannuation.
There's a maximum contribution of $3,000 and the tax offset is 18%. So the spouse who's making the contribution can get up to $540 taken off their tax bill, provided the spouse on whose behalf they make the contribution has a taxable income, including reportable fringe benefits, of less than $37,000.
Low and middle-income earners could be entitled to a government contribution of up to $500 into their super. Basil Lebrui explains.
The new allowable income levels have been changed. So for this financial year, it's up to $36,813. If a person puts in $1,000 as an after-tax contribution to super, they can get a $500 co-contribution from the government.
The co-contribution amount reduces to nil once an individual's income reaches $51,813. Another reform affecting working pensioners is the amount of income they can earn before their pension is reduced.
So for a single person that has gone up to $168 a fortnight, but the important thing is to remember that that is on the basis that Centrelink calculates their income. The figure for a couple is $300 per fortnight, and that's combined.
There have also been changes on how much asset a person can hold before the pension reduces, with single homeowners now allowed having accessible assets of up to $253,750 before the pension reduces. A single non-homeowner can have up to $456,750, and couples with a home, $380,500, and $583,500 for couples without a home. So for every $1,000 of extra asset over the threshold, the pension is reduced by $3 a fortnight.
The thing people need to be careful of there is that if those assets happen to be money or shares or what the government calls financial investments, then under the income test, they're still going to be affected, even though they would have been safe under the assets test from any reduction. So it's a lot of things that people have to understand about what options or what the rules are in respect of super and pension.
For more information on the latest super changes, visit the Australian Taxation Office website at ato.gov.au.
Enjoy more stories in your language. Visit sbs.com.au/radio.